Can the rabbi issue a psak din on the permissibility of learning in depth Chabad Chasidus, Mamorim, Sichas, and Tanya, written by the Rebbes of Chabad and other related material? Can the Rav clarify whether Chasidus is equated with Kabbalah, or therefore forbidden to be learned in depth? Thank you. Danny from Melbourne, Australia. Okay, Danny, you are aware, I'm sure, that there are many problems with modern-day Lubavitch, many who have ideas that are not accepted by most Jews, whether they're Hasidic or Misnagdic. However, learning Tanya and learning Ma'amorim of the previous Rebbes and even the past Rebbe should not be a problem if you are capable and understand what they're talking about. But I would emphasize that you should first learn the basics of Yiddishkeit. That's Chumash and Nach and Gemara and Mishnayis and Musar and the Hashkofa. And when you are well versed in that, then you can go on to learning other things. If you're a Chassid and learning Chassidus is similar to learning Musar, that's not called learning Kabbalah.